Good morning. Welcome to a damp and chilly morning. I was told I'm only allowed to whisper this. There was some snow mixed in, but that's the wrong time of the year for that. I was going by the adage, rain before 7, it quits by 11. So in 28 minutes, it's going to stop. No, not always do those adages work out. But welcome to the house of the Lord. It is good to connect in with you and have you here with us. A couple of announcements to highlight. Two open dates, May 25th and May 27th, for Meals for Moms for the Walker family. If you can cover one of those nights, either let myself or Bree Krukowski know. That's May 25th and May 27th. Life Planning will meet on Wednesday for their end of the year celebration and celebration of the seniors, and they're hoping to have that start at 6:15, a little bit earlier than normal, so if you're in Life Planning, be aware of that. Youth Breakfast is scheduled for Sunday School Hour next Sunday, the 16th, and if you have not RSVP'd yet, you still have time. I didn't check with the committee other than they're planning on that. There's always grace and time extended in the church. And the GIF Gals Gathering in Faith, they are meeting this Thursday at the Essen House. That starts at 5 o'clock. If you want to carpool from the church over, be in the parking lot at 4:45, or maybe you'll be left behind. But hopefully that will be a good time on Thursday. Right Now Media is an online Christian resource library. It's often described as a Christian version of Netflix. And here's an initial promotional video about this church and home resource.
Welcome to our study of the Gospel of John.
I have fallen in love with the work of Paul as I've studied the book of 1 Corinthians, and I believe you will too.
This is where Jesus taught in Capernaum, and you have to understand this scene.
The Lord is my shepherd. And over the next 6 weeks, we're going to look deeply into the 23rd Psalm.
Right Now Media. It's for groups. It's for personal devotion. It's for parents.
The bullseye of parenting is to raise children who become like Jesus.
It's for kids.
This is Phil. We're digging into the Bible, which, as we've mentioned, is more than just a book.
It's for tough times.
So when you recognize that you're trying to have a conversation with your spouse and they're not ready to talk, it's not helpful to keep pressing
right.
them.
It's for every phase of life.
If you've made mistakes with money, you know what that makes you? Over 12.
And now, it's yours. We've purchased a Right Now Media subscription for everyone in our church. So check your inbox for the digital invitation and download the app for instant access to thousands of biblically based videos. Get equipped. Get inspired.
Don't necessarily look in your inbox yet this week. We are launching next Sunday, and then you'll get that email. St. John, the congregation, is covering the access fees for that, so everybody that's part of the congregation will have free access. It is both for study and it is also for entertainment, both as individuals in our home, and you'll be hearing more about that.
Good morning. Our God is invisible. Though we can't see him with our eyes, in faith we see him in every good thing and in every blessing. Our God is good and faithful, loving and true. Let us worship him with our songs, our offerings, and our very lives. Our opening scripture this morning is from Psalms 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound in everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together with joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we pray that you always guide us, strengthen us as we make tough decisions. We pray that we will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Father, help us to be fruitful. Amen.
Our opening hymn this morning, a hymn of praise and adoration, is number 64, All Creatures of Our God and King. If you are able, please rise and join us in celebrating our opening this morning.
Thank you.
join me in the litany of Christian love. Lord Jesus, you've taught us the greatest commandments.
Love God with heart and soul and mind and strength.
And love our neighbor as ourself.
Empower each of us to love well.
To love well involves being patient and kind.
Such love teaches us to protect one another.
For love always trusts, hopes, and perseveres.
Guide us, Lord Jesus, in loving our neighbors.
Caring for their well-being and their blessing.
For each of our neighbors created in your image.
The difficult and the different and the misunderstood.
The disabled and the lonely, the sick and the prisoner.
The brash and the timid and those left out.
The next door neighbor and the one across the country.
As Christ has loved us, so we must love one another.
Let us please love within us, Lord Jesus.
As we each love in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Give thanks to God the Father.
You may be seated.
To celebrate our mothers of the congregation, we have a tribute to mothers this morning in honor of our moms. We've tried our best with technology. If you can't fully understand the words that might be said, just know that each child said them with seriousness and some with humor.
How does your mom make you laugh?
She tells me a joke.
And?
She makes me laugh.
All right. What makes your mom happy?
When we have family.
What do you love about your mother?
That she can play basketball with me.
How does your mom make you laugh?
Tickling me.
What makes your mom happy?
When we go to the house with her.
What makes your mom happy?
When I do a chore without being asked.
Jude, what do you love about your mother?
I love my mother because she loves me. She sacrifices her time running us all over, running me all over, like to ball practice. And she does things with us that sacrifices her time. I love my mother because she loves me.
When we help around our house, it makes our mom happy.
Alec, what do you love about your mom?
That she is funny.
Ames, what makes your mom happy?
When I cuddle with her.
Claire, what makes your mom happy?
When I do chores. When you do chores. Very nice, Claire.
Charlie, describe your mom in just three words.
Helpful, kind, and pretty. Very good.
Hey, Callie, what do you love about your mother?
When she goes to the soccer.
Taylor, what do you love about your mother?
That she never gives up. Very good.
How does your mom make you laugh?
Because she tickles me and pinches me.
She tickles you and what?
Pinches me.
Pinches you? Oh, I bet that's fun.
Hi, Emily. What do you love about your mother?
I love that my mom always makes me laugh. She's really, really kind-hearted. And loves just hanging out with me and having fun with me.
Ava, can you describe your mother in three words?
Kind, loving, and funny.
Joshua, what do you love about your mother?
I love her cooking, like her mac and cheese, cookies, brookies, brownies, anything.
Okay, Evie and Avery. Avery, if you'll tell me, what are some things that makes your mom happy?
Actually doing stuff for her.
family time and games.
Tell me, what do you love about your mother?
She runs me to practice all the time, and she does a lot of things for me, and she loves me a lot.
Ryan, can you tell me what you love about your mother?
I love that she's always really nice to us, and she always wants the best for us.
Kennedy, tell me, what makes your mom happy?
Coffee.
Coffee. Courtney, can you describe your mother in three words?
Kind, loving, and caring.
Ian, can you tell me what makes your mom happy?
When I sweep the basement.
Cagney, what makes your mom happy?
When she comes home to a clean kitchen.
Carly, what makes your mom happy?
When I make her coffee in the morning.
And Bree.
When we do her laundry.
Emma, tell me, what do you love about your mom?
She gives in more than Dad does.
Leah, what do you love about me?
I love that my mom is always there for me, and she's very giving, and gives me everything that I need.
Tyler, tell me what you love about your mother.
She's very outgoing, very funny, and she's a very enjoyable person to be around.
Brayden, can you describe your mom in three words?
Loving, caring, and helpful.
Isaac, what do you love about your mother?
It has to be just how much she cares about me and just how she's treated me throughout life.
Kale, tell me what you love about your mom.
I love my mom because she will drive me to tournaments and she'll support me through everything.
Kenny, what do you love about your mother?
I love how supportive she is of everything that I do and how I can just go up and talk to her about absolutely anything.
And Gavin, what makes your mom happy?
Me.
Cam, tell me what makes your mom happy.
Spending time at the pond and riding bike.
Ella, what makes your mom happy?
Spending quality time with family and friends.
Emily, tell me, what makes your mom happy?
What makes my mom happy is a very clean house and when I don't talk as much and when my dad doesn't mess around with her and, you know, just like bugs her when she's busy. And I hope you have a good Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And Mom, I just want to say I love you so much and thank you for being my best friend.
Dance with you under the big blue sky.
Okay, moms and kids.
Good. Okay, moms sit in the chairs, kids stand on this side looking at your moms. How's that?
I have some helpers today. I did this children's sermon back in 2017, so it's a repeat. But I thought after this hard year, we needed something fun. So this is a fun Mother's Day presentation. And we are celebrating today the gift of moms. You know, fashion magazines, TV commercials, everywhere we look, there are promises to revive us, refresh us, renew us from our bulges, our bags, and our blemishes. Products that create the perfect face, the perfect hair, the perfect body. But ladies, we all know we are so busy taking care of everybody else, we don't have time to get those manicures, those pedicures, those new hairdos. There's just not enough time in our lives. So today, these three volunteers, and I thank them so much, we are going to do a St. John's makeover. They are going to get the chance for a makeover today. And so this is what we're going to do. Kids, when I start talking, I'll tell you when, I want you to start taking one item out of the bag at a time. Just wait though, wait a minute, and giving it to your moms. They're gonna put it on, and then you're gonna give them another item. If they have trouble in any way getting it on, you can help them, okay? And then when you're all done, just wait, and I'll tell you when we're gonna do the grand new you. And then when we're fun, kids, I'm gonna have you take the folding chairs and we're gonna go to the back, and moms, keep on your outfits. I'm gonna do a picture of you in the back, and then we'll dismantle back there, okay? Okay, kids, you can start. After trying for years to be beautiful, eventually I began to realize that there was a limit to what I could do to make myself over. Change that is bottled, sprayed, or packaged is only temporary. True makeovers, I learned, have to be an inside work of the Holy Spirit. From Calvary's cross, the blood of Jesus Christ flows continually and is a powerful, beautifying agent. It's produced in heaven and is delivered daily. It cleanses, purifies, and removes every one of our spots and blemishes. The blood of Jesus heals every ache and banishes pain. It's a foundation for day or evening, and it never loses its powers. Jesus' blood will renew you and give you a youthful vigor you desire. His grace will eliminate every wrinkle and remove the fragrance of your past. The old scars will be gone, not just concealed. Each of us is beautiful. The Lord has done it. We are a new creation. Every day, allow Jesus to make you into what he needs you to be. It doesn't matter what kind of tennis shoes we wear, a certain brand of clothing, if you're on the team or not, if you have lots of friends or maybe just a few, if you get all A's in your report card. These are outside things. God would rather see us work on being drop-dead gorgeous on the inside. You know, the kind of person that talks to him on a regular basis and reads the Bible. That kind of beauty lasts forever. God wants a new you who not only looks different, but who lives and thinks and speaks and acts differently. He wants a new you who has taken a 180-degree turn and is headed in a new direction, no longer pursuing old ways of life, no longer trying to conform and fit in like everybody else. He wants a new you, and we have some new yous. Okay, I'm going to ask our ladies, if they would, to come around the side in front, and please present the new makeovers, the transformations. Maybe this isn't what God had in mind. This is that outside makeover, and he wants the inside. But I thank these ladies, and let's close in a prayer, if you would, please. As Christians, we need, Lord, to seek a more excellent way to permanent beauty. We need to pursue the beauty of a holy life. Every day, we ask that you make us into what you need us to be, and we thank you for mothers everywhere. Amen. Thank you.
So come into our time of prayer this morning, share some additions with you. Tracy and Sadi Warren, Tracy has another test going on this week, and both of them are asking for us to be praying for further patience as they go through the process of treatment. Heard from Chrissy Stuckey yesterday that some staff of Kajado Children's Home were involved in a serious car accident recently, and we can be praying for Ruth, who is one of their social workers, and for Nelson, who is one of their guards. They were on a way to visit one of the children of the home, and they were involved in an accident. Ruth was hospitalized, and Nelson was not, but we can be praying for their healing and for their peace. And please be praying for Phyllis Miller. She was taken to the hospital yesterday and was admitted and is receiving treatment. Let's pray before the Lord. Lord, I pray that in the words of the songs that we have sung, that we are grateful. No matter the weather, no matter the light, the darkness that is out, Lord, we know that your grace and your love is within. And so we thank you for making us over through the grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that in our hearts we have the light of Jesus Christ, that in our souls we have the grace of Jesus Christ, that we can come in humility and freedom, for when we have sinned, we can confess those before you, Lord, and you forgive us, and we thank you for that promise. And Lord, when we have sinned against someone else, and we have to admit that we've made a mistake, that we've been wrong, Lord, we pray for that humble spirit that we can truly admit, and we can go to that person, and we can apologize, we can share our regret, and ask them for their forgiveness. And Lord, in that act of humility, we thank you for your peace and for your strength. And Lord, when someone comes to us and we have to receive their apology, Lord, we pray for even greater strength and for love. Lord, we live in a world where there is darkness, where there is discord, where there is a lack of unity. We live in a world when continues to, underneath pandemic. Lord, we pray for greater sense of patience and peace and strength. Help us to listen for your leading throughout each and every one of our days. Lord, we lift to you the prayer and concerns of our congregation. Lord, we pray that your healing, your powers of strength, your powers of faithfulness and grace would be upon John Lindsay and Wayne Spies, for Lenny Stom. Lord, we're thankful that Mary Jane Silcox returned home on Thursday. And Lord, as she settles back in, we just pray that she would sense your presence. Lord, we continue to pray for young Finn Yoder as they await further testing. We pray for relief from the headaches through the medication he is taking. Lord, we pray for Tracy and Sadi. We pray for those situations where there's a lengthy time of treatment. And we pray for your sense of patience to be upon them. Lord, we pray for Ruth and Nelson from Cachado Children's Home. We not only pray for their physical healing, we pray that you would comfort and guide their spiritual blessing. And Lord, we lift up to you Phyllis and Denzel Miller as Phyllis is hospitalized. We pray for her strength. We also thank you for those that tend to us when we are hospitalized, the doctors and the nurses and all the staff members that are there. And Lord, in this time, as we turn to your word this morning, we pray that we would listen with attentive ears. We pray for your lessons of love and grace to fall afresh upon us. Lord, we thank you for the ways and the love and the example of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our sermon hymn is number 435, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. If you are able, please rise and join us in praising our Lord.